Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This is coming from the man who went, oh yeah, I'd daily drive miles.
Got a flat tire.
Oh, if only there was a whole nother set of wheels that we could put on it.
Coming from the man who said I could lose a bit of weight and he's done the opposite.
You bitch!
I'll give you
sorry,
that.
Rory, I panicked. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. You join us. It is a Tuesday, episode 42. Going well. It's very hot.
It's so hot.
It's like the hottest any human has ever been. It's like 1,000 degrees at the moment.
Well, at least we're not inside Betty.
We are not inside Betty, no. For anyone who doesn't know what Betty is a van, not a human being. Otherwise, that would be a bit smutty.
What?
Inside Betty.
When did you buy a van named Betty?
Oh, are you talking about Betty?
Yeah, I was talking about Betty.
Yeah. Oh, are you all right?
Oh, sorry. Oh, shit. Taylor's allergic to Betty.
Taylor's here.
There's dust in here. Hello.
He's allergic to us talking about women.
Funny.
Right, before we get into what we've been up to, questions of the week, 20 questions. It's your turn, by the way, Rory. Think of a car, any car. Okay, so you've got a few minutes to think about that. Massive hello to Damo, who wants a shout out while he should be working. We've got James's son, Zachy. There's a kid called Zachy.
That's good, that.
Yeah, and he wanted a shout out from his dad, James. So there you go, James and Zachy. Zachy! You do it?
Zachy!
Yeah, very nice. We've got Tim Schoen here listening in his 650i xDrive on the Autobahn heading to Munich. 650i xDrive, I didn't know that was a thing.
4.4 V8.
I didn't know that was a thing. Mm,
same engine as the F10 M5.
But did we get an xDrive in the UK? 650?
I don't know. Not sure. Mm. Not that clued up on
there. We go. But he's German, so he's very special. We've got Carl Roberts on his pan-European road trip in his daily M140i. We've got Karen Sporforth, who is Taylor's, your biggest fan and would love a shout out from you.
Hello, Karen.
Hello. Come on, bit more energy.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Karen. And we wish you well.
Yeah.
I know you're going through some stuff at the moment. We have got Arnold DeVries, who was listening before waiting to go into surgery and then listening again as soon as he got out of surgery, which is nice, isn't it? So we literally joined him before and after surgery.
Is it like when you fall asleep in a and you listen to a podcast, next thing you know, you're like four down the line. You're like, oh.
Four down the line?
Yeah, like four episodes that you've skipped.
I don't do that. I don't listen to podcasts. They're all boring. Except for the Auto Alex podcast, which is fantastic.
Nice save. Yeah, that was a really good save. Yeah.
And finally, last but not least, we have got
Rory's mum, Jaggy.
You're right, mum.
new dad yet?
No, not yet.
Applications are still open for a new father.
Okay.
Yeah. For you.
Oh, yes.
We need to get Jackie a better half.
Okay. So Taylor, are you interested? Or?
No.
No?
I love Jackie. She's great. But
Taylor loves Jackie so much that she's added her on Facebook.
I did
have
add her
you?
On Facebook. Yeah, she popped up on my suggested friends.
Really?
And my mum was like going, oh. The thing is, I just don't use Facebook and I don't know whether to like, and she's like, I don't want to be rude, but I just don't use it.
I see how it is.
Is she basically saying, I don't want to be friends?
She doesn't want to be friends with Taylor. I think that's what it is. Sorry, Tay.
Should I try?
You tried.
I did notice that she didn't accept my friends.
Oh, really?
Which I'm very disappointed.
I'm sorry. She said, I don't want to let you know that she didn't want to be rude, but she just doesn't use it.
Yes. Did she also say it's not me, it's him?
She did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It is your fault.
Okay, yeah, that's
mothers just don't like you.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. right, this took a weird turn, didn't it? Also, a massive hello to everyone else who listens. Obviously, people are emailing us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
But for those who aren't emailing us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
I've had a quick look in audio. Audio Boom is like the hosting platform. You can go into analytics. Right, guessing game. Don't look at the screen. You've looked at the screen. You've seen it. Right, Taylor.
Yeah.
Male to female split on the Auto Alex podcast.
Oh,
go on.
I'm going to say 60-40.
Really?
You think that many
females? What's your followers on Instagram? You must know that. like, because I look at mine.
Male.
Yeah. So if you're going down that line of, because mine's 95% male.
Yeah, I think mine's 95 or 96.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then if you're thinking about that, what then would you be going with the podcast?
80-20.
It's actually 70-30.
Is
70
it?
Male, 30 female, which actually surprised me. 60% of those of you guys who listen are aged between 25 and 44. And have a guess on the Spotify / Apple podcast split as well. What percentage listen to us on Spotify?
I'm going to say 70 to 80% Spotify.
It's 65% Spotify, 20% Apple podcasts, which just goes to show that Apple podcasts just aren't relevant.
No.
No, no one uses them. No one cares.
It's quite funny, actually, because it's usually Apple Podcasts is quite a bit higher than that. I don't know why most of our people just don't like Apple.
No, because it's a bit clunky, isn't it?
I like Apple, but I use Spotify.
Speaking of apples, I was fuming this morning.
Well, what happened?
My mum, right, sorry, I digress. My mum got me an apple tree about 2 years ago from Lidl, okay? Planted it in the ground about a year ago. It's had a hard upbringing. I planted it. And 2 nights ago, first apple appeared. I was like, oh, fantastic. Grabbed hold of that apple. I was like, she's not ready yet. And then got in the garden this morning to water the plants. Apple was on the floor. There was an ant inside a hole on the apple. So I've done some detective work and I've worked out with my massive brain that a bird sat on the apple, started eating the apple. The apple fell on the ground and the bird just flew away, and then the ant was like, oh, an apple, I'll have it. So I retrieved it into my kitchen, put it on my worktop, cut it up a little bit, and I was like, Rianne, this is her one and only apple on the apple tree. She was like, I can't have it because it will, you know, upset my stomach.
Wait, what is Rianne Taylor or?
Shut up.
All right, fellas, I just can't do it. You just got to look at it face value for what it is. I'll give you 1,500 quid. So anyway, I cut it up and I was like, look, you're going to have a little bit. And then she put it in her mouth. I put it in my mouth and it just wasn't even ready. It was horrible.
Oh, okay.
So that bird just literally ruined my day.
So you tried to poison your pregnant wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. It's okay. Sorry, Rianne. She's still pregnant for how long? I don't know.
Okay. Mm.
That's why we're doing podcasts a week in advance, because I might, by the time you're listening to this, I might be a daddy.
Also,
yeah.
I'm going to surprise Alex with this.
Oh.
The next podcast is going to be a different one.
Are we doing it from the hospital?
No, it's going to be
a Q&A
podcast.
Oh. What?
So basically, everyone email in to podcasts@autoalexcars.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to do quite an unusual one, because we're going to record this probably later on this week and we won't really have had too much to say or do in between then. So yeah, we're going to then do a Q&A podcast where everyone can just email in all their questions. And then,
you do realise by the time this goes out...
We're going to put it on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
That's a good idea. I like that.
But yeah, I want to know what you guys want to know. Really.
Yeah.
I think that'd be quite interesting.
Okay, yeah, we can give it a go. But no more pictures of you on the toilet.
What?
No more poos.
You've got to email them in at shit of the week.
I cut that from last one.
Oh.
Last week's podcast, I cut that. Right. Anyway, what have we all been up to? I'm going to start waiting for Brenda to be born. And that's literally it. And the apple thing as well. What else? Rory.
Okay.
There's literally not a lot. I'm literally no man's land at the moment.
Oh. I drove the Trident Spitfire for the first time yesterday.
Was it like? Because I weren't here for that.
So, Tay, it's actually really good.
It's not still shit.
No. We did find out there was a few things that we may have done slightly wrong. Like there's a brace that holds the radio in, and it was quite a chunky brace between the dash and
the
floor.
Oh, the one that I threw away?
Yeah, you threw away.
Yeah.
Which I then spoke to Will from Moss, and he told me, why have you done that? That's a structural piece of the car, and that's what holds basically the dash up to the floor. So
brilliant.
I've had to retrieve that.
You've had to go through your own scrap pile.
Yeah. To then retrieve it, and we've got to bolt it back in now.
I was lucky that the rubbish didn't get collected.
Yeah. That would have been quite bad, because they also said that they don't make them anymore. But yeah, Spitfire drives really well.
I drove it as well.
Yeah. Alex went in. And
I thought it was really boring. I was very disappointed.
No, you did not.
I was like, you've wasted your money. You should have bought an MX-5.
You actually liked it. The sound of it is really good.
It's a good sound. Yeah, it sounds like a classic British sports car should.
And the gearbox, surprisingly, very good. One of the best ones I've actually used. It's a really good gearbox.
What's it just needs another gear.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't. And a bit more power.
What's the suspension like?
Suspension's really good, actually, as well. Yeah.
Steering?
Steering is incredible.
That is on point.
Yeah, is it?
It's pinpoint.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
To say what it was before, like where it was literally just boat, no control feeling. And like when you went over a bump, do you remember when we were going over them? It was just shimmering to the side. And I had no control over that car.
Shimmering. So what, you'd have like a glossy...
It was like, oh, wow. Yoo-hoo! And then it goes over to the
just
side.
Like, fabulous.
Yeah.
It was borderline dangerous before.
It was. Not great.
And when Chris drove it as well, after our Cafe de Machine meet, he said that the fumes were so bad, he got so high that he was at a traffic light late at night and he pretty much passed out. And then people behind him had to honk.
And we've now found out, actually, today, it's literally only today after Taylor went through the scrap pile looking for the HC, why the fumes were probably so bad in the cabin.
Oh.
And Taylor, do you want to explain why?
Oh, yeah.
So I picked the exhaust manifold out of the scrap pile. And I noticed a really big crack in it. So I pulled it and one of the pipes literally just sheared off.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was a massive, it was nearly all the way around crack on the manifold.
So yeah, no wonder Chris nearly passed out.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
So yeah, that was not good.
No.
But you're happy with it.
I'm ecstatic. I just can't wait to get the bodywork on it.
Yeah, it does look the bollocks. The wheels are fantastic. I love that you've got proper tire chonk.
Yeah.
And you guys will have all seen it on last week's episode, which is very exciting.
And I've decided on a colour.
Okay, so it's currently red.
Yeah.
I think it has to stay red.
Yeah, I agree.
Because otherwise it'll be too expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know my favourite colour in the world, which I already have.
Yeah, and it will be Mazda Soul Red.
What?
You're painting I'm going to paint it Mazda Soul Red.
You're literally trying to make Phil.
I looked through a...
Do you love me or
what do you call like a
sex catalogue.
Yes, I looked for a sex catalogue of colours. and I was looking through and I picked one and I was like, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Bloody Mazda Soul Red.
There you go.
And then I then started, because I was like going, I can't pick Mazda Soul Red. And then I started looking through some other ones and I was just looking going, that's the one that I want.
So you know the thing about Mazda Soul Red though, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two different versions.
Yeah.
Also, both of those versions have like 7 or 8 different layers. I remember when Wrench Studios did mine, they were like, had we known, we would not have touched it. It's very, very expensive.
But it's not layers, though, is it? Because you still only do the same amount of coats.
But it's something. It's
a pearl paint.
Yeah. Mm. And it's so complicated. It's not like your standard meat and two.
Also, if you paint that Mazda Soul Red and you ever get any damage and you have to get a bit painted, it will never match the rest of it.
Is that why his car looks so different?
The front bumper,
I've always noticed on Phil, the front bumper is not the same color as the rest of the
car. You still want Mazda Soul Red, don't you? Because you're a bitch and you love Phil.
I just think that car, because I do want to, it basically is a resto mod now, which is why I was like, oh, do I paint it the same, like, you know, a factory red?
No, you've got to do it. You've got to make it exactly how you want it, even if that means copying me. You've got a two-seater, rear-wheel drive sport, well, it's not really a sports car, and you want to make it Mazda
Soul Red. With less rust.
No.
I don't know. We can't see the rust because of the filler.
Should we talk about filler?
It doesn't matter. At the moment, there's less rust.
I'll allow you that.
Yeah.
But there is more holes in that.
Yes.
Oh, I think I could create more holes in filler, though, at the moment.
Give me an angle grinder. I will create a massive hole in that.
I've seen the floor pans of that car, Rory, and the welding is very questionable.
Yes. It looks like Juicy did it.
Yeah, it does look like
joking, Juicy.
But overall,
you're very happy.
I'm ecstatic.
Yeah,
yeah. That exhaust, I can't get over that exhaust.
Yeah.
And the induction noise as well from the K&N filters.
Yeah.
Like the combination of sound is really,
is
really good.
It is a bollocks. It really transforms it.
I'm mega excited about the Mini.
Yeah.
Mega excited. Mm.
So that's actually going to be our next project that we work on, is your Mini.
It is, yeah.
Is anyone else just sweating sitting?
Yes.
It's just too hot.
It is too hot. I'm actually starting to feel a little bit lethargic. I just want to...
Rest your eyes.
Just
go to sleep. Let me just stroke your hand a little bit. Why is he hard? Taylor, what have you been up to?
I've been buying and selling a few bits.
Yeah. I've written down here, or you've written down here, been offered a car that Alex might like.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? What's this?
It's not actually a car.
What? Is it a motorbike? Because there's definitely space for another motorbike.
No, there is not any space.
There is.
You haven't even ridden a motorbike this year.
I have.
On the road.
Legally?
Yes.
No. I'm joking. It's all hypothetical. Oh, do we? Sorry. Speaking of motorbikes, I don't know what you're going to talk about motorbikes. Do you have an update from the police?
Oh, God, yeah. All right. So, anyway, last week after my rant of the police.
Rant? That wasn't a rant.
The police are shit, blah, 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 yeah. And everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out the police are shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. What's happened?
So, spoke to the auction house today who had my bike, and they said, oh, yeah, they contacted the police. The police have picked up the bike and taken it back.
So, they've actually had to pick it up again.
Yeah, so the police have got it back.
So, your little bitch and whine and phoning them up, yeah. Whether they cancelled the auction that the police gave them.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, shit, maybe we should take it back.
Yeah. So now.
You've really put the police out.
I mean, but they've now got. I don't know. So, I've tried phoning through to anyone, and no one seems to be able to put me through to who has the bike or whoever's dealing with this case. And I don't know. I really don't know what to do next, to be honest.
Do you think you could take him to court?
So I did speak to a few of my family friends who have, you know, quite a good law understanding.
Have your family friends been to court quite a lot?
No, no, they're just in prison a lot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, brilliant.
And they have said that I probably should get a lawyer to write a letter to find out what's going on.
Oh, shit.
Because no matter about the bike situation, they've completely ignored our request to have our parts back, which at the moment it is theft, because those parts are ours. We've got receipts for them. We've got all of the
and you sent them all of that as well.
Yeah, and I sent them all that, and they just weren't interested. So
I actually have a friend. Well, I've never met him, but he's been in contact a few times over the years. Who is a solicitor? Will that work?
I think it might do. Okay. Yeah, I think we just need to get some sort of legal letter sent over saying blah blah blah. And because at the moment, they're just not taking anything seriously or even responding to me. I can't actually get through to anyone.
It's not on, is it?
Well, let's take the police to court and then let's get them put in prison.
All right. Yeah. We'll arrest them.
We will arrest them. And then we'll take over. What's the name that I came up with last week? Mafia. Mafia.
Yeah, the Mafia.
Yeah. It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Really?
It does, actually. Yeah.
The Cray Twins.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why the Cray Twins? You big fans of their work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very good criminals.
Oh yeah, they were, and they made.
We got a great film out of it.
They were very yes, they got a good film out. Tom Hardy, well done you. Well anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
Yes,
so you've been offered something.
I've been offered something that you're really going to like. It's not a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a motorbike.
Oh, is it a pickup truck?
No.
Is it a lorry?
No.
Is it a dustbin car?
No.
Is it a boat?
No. I do want a boat at the moment. I'm really in the mood for a boat. By the way, if anyone has a boat, then message us at
podcast@autohelixcars.com.
Yeah. No.
This sounds pre-recorded now. I don't believe that you're doing it. I didn't see you do that.
No. Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, go.
It is.
Yes. Yes.
Half an E46.
Oh my god!
Converted into a trailer.
No, that is happening.
E46 touring.
Yeah.
Converted into a trailer.
How much is that?
The inside of it's been carpeted. God. It's got a tow hitch on it.
Oh my god!
He said, "Make him an offer." I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble, Taylor. I'm going to need two more 18-inch wheels, please.
Okay.
It's half pink and it's half blue.
It needs painting.
How much do you think Ty will charge to get that painted?
I don't know, but there's only one way to find out.
That is, I think, the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah?
And I look in the mirror every morning. That's fantastic. Where's he based?
North Wales.
Oh, North Wales.
So that's near Rory.
We did always talk about doing an E46
We talked about
trailer.
Making one.
Yeah, but realistically...
We're not going to make ADHD. One. And if we do, it'll be really shit.
I like this. My only question is Barney realistically ever going to have a tow bar? Because the guys at Reedish tried, they scratched their heads and they were like, we can't make it work in time.
It's because of the new boot floor in it.
It's very, very difficult because of all the M3 gubbins.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would still love it because it would just be cool.
If you're towing a lot of weight, I think it would work because the tow bar just replaces the crash bar.
No, but the crash bar on my car is carbon fiber.
Yeah. Just replace it with a steel tow bar.
Yeah, but then you've got the exhausts because they go through the center. But I still like it. How much do we think for
I'll
that?
Message him and I'll ask.
Because either way, Tay, that would look great on the back of your V8 E46 as well.
No, don't even try. No, this is my thing.
imagine
I could have a trailer.
No, I'm calling dibs because that would be the perfect little trailer for Brenda.
Yeah.
Rhiannon and I could go off and Brenda could be in the back with Maisie, you know, on the motorway doing 90 miles an hour.
Just ratchet, strap her down.
Yeah, just ratchet, strap her down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll throw
we'll just put some airbags in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good. Just pad it all out.
What, with loads of airbags?
Yeah. That'd be nice. Oh, shit, I'm in trouble. I like that.
I'll ask him. Mm.
You ask him that.
I'll ask him.
Okay. And then that does need to go Technoviolet.
Yeah.
And then read us. You have to do me a tow bar somehow.
There must be a way.
We could put a tow bar on the trailer. So you could have like three in a row.
Why don't we just weld the tow bar to the exhaust bat box?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would work.
Yeah.
Or weld it to the carbon fiber crash bar.
Mm.
We could cable tie it.
Yeah, that could work.
That would also work.
Or ratchet
work.
Strap
yeah.
Or I could put a tow bar on one of my motorbikes.
Yeah.
My S1000, towing that.
You could put your S1000 in that.
No, I couldn't.
On its side.
We'd have to chop the roof. That would be a very good tow vehicle for motorbikes.
Or you could do it so there's a hatch in the roof that you lift up and then you can like slide the motorbike. Yeah, like a pop top that you can slide through.
Yeah. Anyway, ADHD. Where were we? Taylor, what else have you been up to?
I've been buying and selling a few bits. I just had a really nice X5.
Oh, yeah.
70,000 miles, mint condition.
Mm.
Advertised it. I think I sold it 2 hours later.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really good.
Are you selling them too cheap?
What I'm doing now is instead of buying and selling cars that need a bit of work and projects and stuff like that, I'm actually buying and selling stuff that needs nothing.
Okay.
And is low mileage.
Yeah.
So the other day I bought a Mini that had done 60,000 miles
and
it was mint. All I did was bring it back and wash it and obviously check it over. Checked all the levels, and if they need a service, I service them and stuff like that. Same with this X5. It's just so much easier.
What X5 was it?
E53.
3 litre diesel?
3 litre diesel.
Mm-hmm.
ULEZ compliant. No idea how. One owner from new. Factory ordered from Germany, collected from Germany, and then it's been serviced its whole life at Park Lane BMW.
God, you could have got that.
I wish you would have told me. I've had a hankering. I like a really.
Well, there might
hankering.
Be another ULEZ
for an
E53 one going for sale
could
soon.
There could be.
What? Wills?
Yeah.
One? Really?
Yeah, that's also ULEZ.
That's weird how some of them are ULEZ.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Really weird.
I also found out recently, you know, all 2002 330D manuals are ULEZ.
Yeah.
So are E39s.
Really?
Someone offered me a 2002 E39 Touring yesterday.
Yeah.
525D manual, ULEZ compliant.
For anyone who doesn't know what ULEZ is, ULEZ means ultra low emission zone, and it's basically just a tax on any cars that pollute a certain amount of emissions, NOx, blah, blah, blah. If you have an older car, you know, pre-2002 petrol or pre-2000s petrol, then it probably won't be ULEZ compliant. If you have a diesel that is pre-2015, then that probably is not ULEZ compliant either. So basically they're just scrapping all the cool, interesting older cars. Because otherwise, if you are going to be driving these cars that aren't compliant, you have to pay £12.50 a day.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. So yeah, some of these cars, E46 330Ds manuals, the 184 versions, slip under the net weirdly, 2002 diesel. Which makes no sense. But yes, there are some gems still out there. But
the only problem with me is I don't know how long they're going to be ULEZ for.
Because
if someone cottons onto it and they update
Well, especially
the
if some idiots keep mentioning it on a podcast as well.
Oh, yeah, that would be silly. Yeah.
Well, it's not like we're the number
Guys, we were only joking. They're not actually ULEZ compliant.
And it's not like we're the number one podcast for cars, is it? So we don't get that.
No.
No, but we are.
Oh. Crap.
No, we are.
Oh,
crap.
Shit, really.
Yeah.
Anything else, Taylor?
I've been very much enjoying my Z4.
Yeah.
Because me and Rory had a little swappage.
So about half an hour ago, Rory walked past that and he was like, only an idiot would sell that. And I was like, yes, they would, wouldn't they, Rory?
Yeah.
But I've machine polished it.
And it looks very good.
Oh, thank you. I've been driving it about lots and I absolutely love it.
As soon as you arrived at the unit in that Z4, the first thing I said to you was like, God, it's obvious that you own this now.
Yeah.
Because it actually looks well cared for.
All right, look.
He's stumped for once.
I shouldn't have sold that. It looks nice.
How is the S6?
The S6 is a bit of fun. I've been driving it to and from the unit.
How's the MPG?
I have sort of worked out now. If you drive at 70, just normally, everywhere, you can get about...
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay, yeah, flat out everywhere. Yeah. You can get about 25 to 27 miles per gallon.
That's not bad.
But that's like I say that's not even normally. That is marginaling on eco driving.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, if you do like 50, 55, and then behind a lorry, you can get like 34, that's 35 miles
per gallon.
But
there's literally no point in having a car like that if you're going to do that. It makes no sense. You might as well be on a bus.
But it is. It's quite cool that it would do it though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But there's no point. No one will do that.
And then if you then accelerate anywhere. Well,
if you do 90?
Wouldn't know.
Hypothetically.
That. Hypothetically. I think when I took it over to the Autobahn.
When did you go? Did you go to the Autobahn? We've been seeing each
other. Yeah, no, it's this morning.
Really?
This morning. Well, the car's so quick, you can go over and then come back.
Is that why you were 3 minutes late?
It's actually part of my commute to work.
Oh, okay. You do live in a different
hypothetically,
country.
The MPG doesn't actually go down that much.
Really?
And you can still get 20 if you were doing
that's mad.
A higher speed for a set amount of time.
It is a really good car. Yeah. It's a really, really cool car. It's very interesting.
Mm.
I do like it.
And it sounds the bollocks.
Yeah.
That thing going through a tunnel,
it
is amazing.
A Lamborghini.
Well, yeah, it's just a Lamborghini engine, isn't it?
It's great. I do like that car. Very interesting.
It's just so stupid. Why would they ever have thought to put a V10 engine in an estate?
No
like, it makes no sense.
But that's what makes it cool, is because no one ever will again.
Yeah.
I would say, like, when you compare, who was I talking to? But when we were talking about...
Oh, yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah,
BMW and
we were talking about, I don't get why the M5... Touring is like what 30-40 grand now, and the S6 is still
£2,000.
You can get an okay nice one for like 6-7 grand in the estate.
I think there's two main factors. One is rarity, and one is cool factor.
Yeah.
The M5 has always been a bit more of a cooler car, especially in recent years. They've become a lot cooler.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't like them as much back in the day because of styling and stuff like that. But Audis were always known as being like king of the estate car, king of the fast estate with the RS4 and the RS6. I mean, the RS6 version of that car has two turbos.
Yes.
And which is mental.
Well over 500 horsepower, isn't it?
510 horsepower from stock, I believe.
Yeah.
But imagine in 2006 going out and buying an estate car that has a twin turbo V10 in it.
I just don't get where they put the turbos though, because you look in that engine bay at the moment and it's like, where there's a V10 in there.
Isn't it hot V?
No.
Oh, is it not?
No. So I believe they're similar sort of turbos that you get on a KN turbo.
Yeah, okay.
And then they sit right down sort of behind the engine mount.
So nice and accessible.
No.
I think anything with that engine.
It's engine out.
It's pretty much engine out.
Yeah. But yeah, they're very, very cool cars. They're really interesting. It's a great box ticker. It's the sort of car you buy, you tick a box, and then you move on.
Yeah.
Are
you at that stage yet?
I'm on that stage. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so is there anything you'd like to say to our dear listeners?
It is up for sale. I posted on my Instagram actually the other day, looking for any swaps or if anyone was interested.
Yeah.
I had a few people who were offering me some interesting swaps.
Oh, yeah.
There was a man who offered me a R53 Supercharged Mini.
Hello. Were you tempted?
With the title, "It's Faster Than Taylor's."
Oh. Well, that's not hard, because mine will blow up. I unfortunately I had to do one of the hardest things I've ever done this weekend. Genuinely, I was in bits. I had to unfortunately put my dog down.
Oh, Kenzie.
Which was really sad. Yeah, she was a pug.
Yeah.
And I had her since 2009, so 15 years.
Mm.
I got her
old
when I was,
for a pug.
I know. I got
pugs live long though, don't they?
No, not
some of them can.
Yeah,
some of them can.
But they have a lot of health problems.
Yeah,
usually.
Which is why it's strange that they live so long.
Yeah.
But I've had her since secondary school.
Oh, wow.
That just gives you an idea of how long I've had her. And I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
I'm old.
You are really old.
And I was in bits.
Yeah.
Genuinely in bits. We were with her right till the end, which was nice.
You and your mum?
Yeah, me and my mum. But yeah, it was really, really hard.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, fella.
That's all right. I was sort of expecting it because she became quite frail, you know, especially in the last few months. But it doesn't make it any easier.
No, of course not.
But one thing out of it that was, you could call it kind of funny, is...
There's a story here.
I've already heard this story.
Oh, really?
It's a good story.
So we left the vets. Obviously, I was in hysterics. I was so upset. I was in bits. My mum was obviously really upset as well. We were in my orange mini.
Yeah.
We got back in it and I said, look, let's go for some food. So we went to the cafe and we had a little bite to eat and a coffee. And we had a little chat and stuff like that. And then I said, do you want me to take you home? And she said, I don't really want to go home yet. Can we go out for a drive? And I said, yeah, okay. So she said, can I go and see your unit? I haven't seen it
yet.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, so, nice.
Well, she's seen it, but not since I've zhuzhed it all.
Tarted it up. And you got a bog now.
And a bog, yeah.
Wow.
Got a bog, yeah, which is nice. So I drove her up to the unit. We had a little look around. We had a little sit down and another little chat and a little drink and whatever. And I said, right, come on in. I'll take you home. So I left the unit. I was driving down a country lane in the Mini.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, a pigeon flew across the front of the car.
Yeah.
Straight into the bonnet. Smashed into the bonnet. It went vertically up. I slammed on the brakes and it just landed flat on its face next to the passenger side of the car. The window was down.
Oh, no.
And it was right outside a pub.
Oh, no.
And my mum looked at me and she just went, I can't cope with this. She went, I can't deal with all this death.
Oh, no.
And I went, shit. And I looked and there was two blokes sat at a table outside this pub and they just went, and my mum went, do you think it's dead? And I went, mum, it's dead. And I started driving and I just couldn't help but laugh.
Oh, no.
And I said, mum, I'm really sorry. Yeah. I just can't help. I said, fucking pigeons. and then I just couldn't stop laughing. I said, mum, I'm really sorry, but I've just got to laugh. I said, what, you just couldn't make it up? Like, and it just, yeah, it was a little bit funny.
Yeah, but at least it didn't fly into the car.
Oh my God.
That would be carnage.
Could you imagine? Feathers everywhere.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? There was a viral clip a while ago. I think it was two actual different sources. But it's basically this guy trying to save a turkey or something like that. And then he's trying to save... Oh, I don't know how he's ended up. But anyway, the turkey's on the side of the road and then he's trying to stop it and then it steps into the middle of the road.
Mm.
And then the next clip is just a man in a truck with a turkey just smashed through his windscreen.
Oh, no. I don't think that was a turkey. Wasn't that an eagle or something?
Was it an
eagle? It was a bird of prey.
Was it?
And they were releasing it. And yeah, he's at the... on the side of a motorway.
Yeah, and then the next clip is the trucker just with feathers all over like a smashed windscreen. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a very, very hard day.
Yeah.
Very hard day, very upsetting.
Especially hard for the pigeon.
It was a little bit worse. My mum said, do you not want to pick it up? I said, what am I going to do with it? Take it to the vets? I said, I've spent enough time.
You've already been there. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still struggling with it a bit now just because, you know, she was a big part of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely adored
her. People who
her.
Don't have pets don't realize the impact that having pets have. Like, for me, Maisie is a family member. Kenzie is a family member.
Mm.
And it is literally like losing a person.
Yeah, literally. And like, it's, sounds so stupid. Like, I walked through the door and her basket was normally right by the door and it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just, I look at the space where it was and it's just really sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I was cleaning up the other day and I found some of her hair on the floor and it's, yeah, I kept getting a bit teary about it.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's hard.
It'll take a while, won't it?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just trying to help my mum as best I can.
Nice. Yeah.
Try not to kill any more pigeons.
Yeah. It's probably a good shout. Yeah. Oh dear. Is that you out then?
Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah.
Good updates from everyone. Something I wanted to get into, I forgot to mention it in last week's podcast, which is, I've got a title here. Rory loves voiceover.
Oh yeah. We know that Rory loves
voiceover.
Rory loves voiceover. So if you think back to a couple of weeks ago now when we posted on the Auto Alex V2 channel, it was the return leg of the Poland road trip that we had on the main channel. And I was driving back from somewhere. I was super, super busy. Rory said, well, I just got to do some voiceover now. And I was like, I literally can't. Rory, you can do it. I wasn't even in the video, so it makes sense for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, you know how Rory gets grunts. When he's stressed?
He grunts,
Oh, voiceover. Can I just say there is history to this? You did make me do voiceover before when I bought said Spitfire that is behind me right now. And I, to which I think everyone was commenting, it said that I found sounded like I had a gun to my head reading a school project.
So, I mean, it can only be better, right? Because you've had experience, you've learned from me. Hi, my name's Alex Kirsten, and welcome to the voiceover.
Do you know what? Like, I just. I wish mm-hmm. people could give it a go themselves. Like, just sit well, there and you know, do some voiceover
they don't
and listen
need to Rory.
It's terrible.
They
it
don't need
terrible.
To. No, no, they
do
don't
you know
need
what?
To.
I will agree with Rory. It is quite hard. Whenever I do a voiceover, I have to do it over and over again. It takes a million tries. But I think for me, it's because I can't
read or write.
Well, I can't concentrate on sounding. It sounds stupid, but I can't concentrate on sounding like dramatic and voiceovery while reading at the same time. Mm. It's like you read it out and you're like, if you then try and sound dramatic, you forget what you're reading.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It's weird.
Like, it's easy to read, but to read
sorry?
And...
Sorry,
it's easy for most people to read.
Yeah.
But to read and present, which is what you're trying to do,
yeah.
That is
yeah, you've got,
really
you've got
difficult.
To be really, really extra when yeah. you're doing yeah. voice. Like, really extra.
What you have to do, I think, to do it like he does... is actually memorize what you're reading.
No.
And then do it.
Absolutely not.
Do you not think so?
No. I think maybe the difference for me is I've written it.
Yeah, maybe.
So I know, I kind of know already, but I find the best way to do voiceover is when you're reading the words, always try and have your eyes on the word ahead.
Yeah.
So you're always one step ahead, which means that you can change your intonation a little bit.
I struggled just to read the
you
word.
You struggle
in front
to read
of me.
And write. Yeah, yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to just to share some of your delights of your voiceover. Because it's just funny. And also, your voiceover was actually very good. Genuinely
yeah.
was good. But the outtakes are even better. They are even better. So let me just volume up here on my
oh,
laptop.
Have you got some of the outtakes? Oh,
have you not heard this?
Do I?
Have you
no.
heard this before?
Oh. Right, here we go. I'm going to hold the mic up to my laptop speaker.
So can I just say,
yeah.
you said you didn't want swearing in your podcast.
Oh, no, but this is all right.
Okay,
this is all
right. Anyone that's a bit sensitive to swearing, just turn off for
and
the
I
next...
mean, please turn off.
Just turn off for the next minute.
Yeah, okay, yeah. If you have children, send them outside. Yeah? Does that work? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. One sec.
Unless you're in a car, don't send them outside because that might be dangerous.
Just slow down to 30 if you're going to send them yeah. outside.
Which here. Part of the, which what? One is, are we listening to the start or is this the...
I think the start is just good. Okay. I'm not going for the for the highlights really. I just want the start.
I like how I'm trying to
here
talk.
We go.
Okay.
Believe me, Benji, I do not want to be doing this as much as you do. VO time. I love doing VO. It's my favorite pastime. Here we go. Can Rory read a script? Fuck no. There we go. Oh, this is starting. In our last behind-the-scenes video of our road trip to Poland, you'll have seen that all of our cars broke down all of the time. But by some small miracle, or as Josh would call it... No, that's not what the script says. But by some small miracle... or Josh, as we like to call it, we actually made it to our destination. In this episode, in this episode, then...
So it's just so shit.
I don't know. Is the mic picking this up?
Things were... Oh, fucking VO shit wanker shit cunt VO fucking bitch cunt. Fucking VO.
yeah. So we might have to bleep one of those words.
Yeah. Just a few. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Just for dramatic effect.
Oh, fucking VO shit wanker shit cunt VO. Fucking VO.
Oh my God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That could be a nice theme tune to a new segment in the podcast, couldn't it?
Yeah. I just feel sorry for Benji. He has to go through and try and piece together my VO of shitness.
Honestly, yeah. He gets the same with me.
Yeah.
You know, I did a car vertical thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember
yeah,
I did
yeah,
it
yeah.
on the V2 channel? Oh, the amount of times I'd be going, and you can... Shit! Like every word I'd say, I'd forget. And then I'd watch you doing one and okay, yeah, that's what I need to say. And then I'd try it and then mess it up again.
Yeah.
But it takes time.
It does take practice. It does take
Do you know
practice.
Who's very good at doing it?
Will and Edwin?
No. Luke.
Oh, Luke, yeah, Luke's.
Have
Luke's
you
got
seen
that
his
brain.
Little Beer 52
oh, yeah,
promo?
Good, yeah.
I watched that and I was like,
Luke did a fantastic Beer 52 He's promo.
Luke
yeah.
needs
yeah.
to be on QVC.
He's a very good seller. Very good.
I think my favourite line from his Beer 52 was he was holding a can which had a rabbit on it. And
oh, the hop.
And the line was No wonder there's a rabbit on it, because my God, it's hoppy. Like, fair play, Luke. That's very, very funny.
Oh, dear.
Very funny indeed. Right, so Roy, I hope you don't mind. We're just having a bit of a laugh at your expense.
It's quite funny, isn't it?
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Right, which moves us on now in the podcast to a new feature that I want to introduce.
Is it shit of the week?
No, it's not shit of the week. No, sorry, we're not having that. I think it'd be a good idea as well for our audience to email us at...
Shit of the week.
Oh, for crying
that
out
was
loud.
Rubbish, Rory.
Podcast at autoalexcars.com.
Because the new feature is called Daily Drive, Weekend Toy, or Scrap.
Mm.
And it's basically, we're going to pick three cars at random, and then we are going to discuss which one of those we want to daily drive, weekend toy, or scrap. So send in... three cars that you want us to put under the microscope. And I randomly shouted at Rory earlier on today. I said, name three cars that you quite like. Those three cars were the Proton Jumper.
These were mine, yeah. Not Rory's.
So did I say Rory?
I was going to say, was this just manufactured? Because I was like, I'm sitting there going, I don't remember any.
No, I said this.
It's all fake, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all fake. Sorry, I spoke to Taylor and he said that some of his favourite cars were the Proton Jumbuck. Yep. Explain what it is and why you like it.
Proton Jumbuck is a pickup truck made by Proton. And it's a little two-seat, two-door pickup truck. Very simple.
Yeah.
Based on a Mitsubishi Evo 4 or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, quite a small engine. I think it's a 1.5 or whatever it is. But they're very rugged.
How much is one of them?
Oh, you can get one for like 400 quid.
What?
Yeah, they're cheap as chips.
Well, why don't we have one?
Well, I would like to get one.
Well, why don't you have one now?
I don't know. I've always wanted one.
Okay. Right. Anyway, so sorry. Beer 52 is actually messaging.
They need to send us more beer.
They do need to know. We have actually drunk all of the beers. Yeah.
We have.
We've had. So the guys, Chris and Dan, who run merch at the moment, they've been setting up loads of shelving. And Luke's working in there as well because he's head of partnerships. I've been in there helping him out. And we have just been drinking beer during the day.
It's good beer.
Yeah, it's very, very good,
very
beer.
Good beer.
Anyway, I digress. So Proton Jumbuck was one of your favourites. Then yep. Mercedes E55 AMG.
Yep.
And also the Nissan Skyline R32.
Because a bit of variety.
Yeah, I asked you for three cars. You didn't know why. But now we're going to drill down into which of these cars would you daily drive, use as a weekend toy, or scrap? Rory, you say it's easy. Go for it.
Daily drive Mercedes.
Yeah.
Weekend R32. Mm-hmm. Scrap Jumbuck.
Stupid.
That is such an easy choice.
Rubbish.
That is such an easy choice.
Rubbish. I'm gonna go for daily drive the Proton because I think that would be fun and very economical.
I'm
and
practical.
Spacious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are sacrilege. I know what you're going to pick.
Weekend toy, the Nissan Skyline, and I would scrap the Mercedes AMG.
Mm.
That's what I would do.
I thought you'd be the other way around.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, you thought I'd be predictable?
Yeah.
Mm.
Bearing in mind it just says Nissan Skyline R32, not specifically GTR.
Doesn't matter. Could be the GTT.
Mm.
We're going to go with the GTR, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about you, Taylor?
I would daily the Jumbuck.
Thank you. Very good. Yes.
I would scrap the Skyline. And
You'd scrap an R32 GTR.
Yeah.
GTR.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say that. We're going to have to... What timestamp has we got to cut
I didn't say it is necessarily a GTR.
No, it is a GTR.
Is it a GTR?
Yeah, it's a GTR.
Mm. All right. Mm. I'd daily the jump. No.
You have to pay for all the fuel as well.
I'd daily the Jumbuck.
Yeah, same.
I'd scrap the Nissan Skyline GTR.
Weekend toy the Mercedes.
Reasons for why.
Yeah.
If you were to daily the Merc, it would make you miserable because it'd do 18 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
And you would get miserable driving it through the winter and getting covered in salt and crap.
Yeah.
Same as the Skyline. Mm-hmm. So you can't daily either of those.
No, fair.
The Nissan, they're really expensive to maintain. They're expensive to get parts for. Every time you take it out, someone will go, cool, it worth a fortune. They're like 100 grand. You'll be scared to park it anywhere, scared to drive it anywhere. And they're not actually that good to drive. I'm going to say it.
Mm.
They're not actually that good to drive.
But they're just so much more special than a Mercedes.
They are cool.
Yeah.
And they're cult cars and they're very interesting. But for me, I think I'd have more fun with the Merc.
Really?
Because I know what I'm like. I'd drive it like an ass.
You would.
It would make V8.
Imagine that with a tow bar as well.
It would make V8 noises. Mm-hmm. I'd put a small supercharger pulley on it. And it would just be funny. I like the interiors of them. I like all the ergonomics. You can get bits for them. And I'm not being funny. You put a small supercharger pulley on it and a set of injectors and they're 600 brake.
Yeah, it'd be quite fast.
Also, scrapping an R32 GTR would make fantastic television.
Oh, it'd be great on the V2, wouldn't it?
It would make great views.
So
I think we can agree. You two are chatting absolute shit.
No.
And if you would not daily drive
the Jumbuck.
Oh my God.
Are you mental?
You wouldn't. Sorry, this is coming from the man who went, oh yeah, I'd daily drive miles.
It's got a flat tyre.
No.
Got a flat tyre.
Oh, if only there was a whole nother set of wheels that we could put on it.
They're too far away.
No.
Coming from the man who said I could lose a bit of weight and he's done the opposite.
You bitch.
I'll give you
Sorry,
that.
Rory, I panicked. No, it's all right. It's all right.
No, but if those cars were sat in front of you, you would not do that.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I would.
No, you would not. You would not daily the Jumbuck.
You'd be so under the radar and you can have all the shit in the bag. No. And, it'd be fantastic.
All right. So you've got you, Rianne, Brenda. Where's Brenda going?
In the back.
In the tray.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah. And now you're out.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Ratchet Rory. Straps.
No.
With a Jumbuck, you can get the little back on it.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's covered.
So, okay. so where's Brenda going?
We'll just drill a couple of seats in there and stick her in the back.
In it?
No.
Why are you making problems, man?
You would not daily drive it.
I would.
Come on. Which one would you actually daily
drive? Get me three
Bearing
cars.
Bearing in mind the fact you have got Brenda now.
Get me E55. Get me three
there
cars.
There we go.
I always forget about Brenda.
Well, you can't now.
I can't now, yeah. It literally could be any day.
Mm.
Like I said at the top of this podcast, by the time you listen to this, I could already be a father.
Oh, that's scary.
That is quite scary.
That is really scary.
You could get a phone call any minute.
Yeah. I'm used to it, though, because Taylor usually calls me daddy.
Do you know what's even more scary?
That's not true.
You just being a father. That is the most scary
thing. Is that? Why is that, Rory? Is there something you want to unpack?
Yeah, you'll be a terrible father.
Why is that? No, go on, say it. Say it. No, say it. No, don't be a pussy. Say it. Say what you're thinking. Go on. I'm waiting. Come on. No, look me in the eyes and say it.
Because you've had no father figure.
Yay! That's what we were waiting for.
Actually, people without a father figure usually end up being better fathers.
Yeah, Rory.
Because they don't
Am I going to be the guinea pig?
They don't want the same treatment.
Yeah, that's true. If you grew up without a father and you're having stress, don't stress. Okay, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Because
I'm fine, right?
Yeah. I grew up without a father. I'm not fast.
Yeah, exactly right.
I just...
If they don't want to be in our lives, then that's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But you should still call me daddy.
No.
Why?
Because you're shorter than me.
Jesus Christ. All right. Okay. So hopefully you enjoy that new little segment. We're going to move on now to car advice from Sean Smith. Hello, gents. Listener since the beginning. Love the channel. I have a 1999 Toyota Celica, which I have had for 9 years and is now up to 140,000 miles, and I absolutely love it, but I am considering getting a second, more practical car. Front runners have included the Alfa 159, Saab 9.3 Turbo, Seat Leon Cupra, or increasingly rare 90s cars. Very interesting. Like the Peugeot 405/406, which I would want to turn into a baby Super Tourer. My only stipulation would be nothing wearing a BMW or Ford badge and no SUVs. Bold, capitalized, underlined. What are your best suggestions for semi-exciting saloons or larger hatchbacks for £3,000 to £5,000? Best wishes, Sean. Right, what BMWs are we looking
Three
at?
Three series. I don't think you... I mean, he said something more practical than... What is it? Corolla?
Celica.
Celica.
Yeah. Mm. I like his 405 suggestion. I used to have a Peugeot 405. I used it at Domino's. I used to run it on vegetable oil. It was fantastic. Yeah. His name was Paddy. Drove to Western Europe with Paddy, with Gareth and Chris. And fantastic car. Also galvanized so they don't really rust. Mm. I do love an old Peugeot.
Citroen Cactus.
Oh, what makes you say that?
I like a Cactus.
They're fantastic. So our advice then is get a Citroen Cactus. Well, we're talking the 1.6.
1.5 HDI,
mm-hmm. Yeah, for fuel economy.
Diesel, yeah.
No, come on, serious suggestion now, between £3,000 and £5,000. What are we thinking?
So when you say 90 saloon.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And like £3,000. What is it? Three to five. £3,000 to £5,000. Other than a BMW, there's only one car that instantly pops in my head.
Is it? A Vauxhall Amiga MV6.
No, I don't know. Amigas.
But they're quite interesting.
What is your opinion on a Subaru?
No. What? They're really Legacy. Unreliable.
Yeah, do you not like idols?
Subaru Legacy?
Yeah.
Mm, Subarus are cool. Really unreliable.
I know, but they're quite cool.
Really unreliable.
Yeah, but it's quite cool though, isn't it? Mm,
and that is something that probably will be going up in value.
Possibly, yeah.
Anyway, but what's your car?
Nissan Primera GT. Oh. Is it the GT or GTI
or whatever it is?
The SR20.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
remember they
yeah.
used them in the BTCC?
Touring car. Yeah.
I really like those.
That's cool. They probably are about 3 to 5 Practical. Grand, aren't they?
Yeah. Reliable.
Yeah. Can you also get a Peugeot 405 MI16?
I believe so, yeah. I think they're quite expensive, though.
Oh, shit. Mm. What about... Oh, what did we see at Goodwood? It was the... What was Edith? Citroen BX. GTI.
Oh,
oh!
Did you see that one at Goodwood?
The white one.
Yeah,
yeah. That was. Oh my god! That was mint.
A mint. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
They're really nice, but again, they're not very cheap.
Are they a bit spenny?
Oh shit!
Or yeah,
you can really cheap at the moment. You can get those Jags. You know, like Jimmy Jag, but not on R.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
a 4 liter or whatever. They're really cheap.
You can actually get an R though. For 3.5 to 4 grand. Yeah, yeah.
The only trouble is the interior space is diabolical. There is no space in them.
The cabin's quite small. Yeah. The boot's quite big. Yeah. But the actual cabin is quite small. Okay. Yeah. No, I'll give you that. But yeah, I'd go Primera GT. Is it a GT or a GTI?
I think you can get the GTI, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is stupidly cheap?
Mm.
And you could get a really nice one for that money.
It's going to be something with a big engine.
I think you can get a Jaguar XF 5 litre supercharged. I think just
what for 5 grand?
Yeah, they might be like 6 or something. Shit. But they're
a bit blowy up.
Oh, hold it! He said no SUVs.
No Jaguar XF.
Oh shit! What I had Range Rover in my head.
No. The XF. One of the first 2008 ones.
Oh,
that could work.
Sean Smith, you won't buy an XF.
You won't buy an E46 330 high manual.
hopefully, there's some good suggestions for you. Which leads us into, Rory, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
20 questiones.
Go on then.
Is it European?
Yes.
Is it French?
No. I'm going to have to count because you guys cheat.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, because I cheat when we do it.
I'd just like to remind you both that I did win last week.
Yes, okay. I actually listened back to it. Yes, you did win. Toyota Hilux. Mm-hmm. Who'd have thought? Mm-hmm. Even though I said it, but I didn't say it. okay. Is it German?
No.
Is it Italian?
No.
Spanish?
No.
We've run out of Europe. There's no.
Is it British?
No.
Swedish?
No.
Why's he got to do us like this?
Is it Portuguese?
No.
What Portuguese cars are there?
I don't know.
No, come on. What Portuguese cars are there? Name one Portuguese car. Sorry, Bruno, but you don't do cars.
Did you know?
Yeah.
The BMW E3.
Yeah.
No, the E10, which Bruno has, which is it looks like a 2002.
Yeah.
Made in Portugal.
Oh, mate, okay, by a Portuguese manufacturer.
Yeah. It means it's Portuguese.
BMW is a Portuguese, or used to be a Portuguese manufacturer, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Portuguese, I'm sorry. Can I look?
There is a Portuguese car.
You know what, let me actually have a look.
All right, you're going to have to look it up. Okay. While you're doing that, is it from the Netherlands?
No. 9.
Is it from Switzerland?
No, that counts. That counts because of how close it was.
What? Wait, is Switzerland in the Netherlands?
No.
Oh.
No, because you said Switzerland.
I said Sweden.
Oh, okay. No, still.
Name a car from Switzerland.
I'm pretty sure the Spyker's from Switzerland, isn't it?
Can you please look that up for me? Please, wait.
I'm Portuguese. Oh, there is a Portuguese car.
I'd love to hear what the Portuguese car is, though.
It's the Y10 something.
All I know is I've looked at Portuguese cars and I now want a Portuguese car.
Let's have a look.
Look at that.
That is an União Metalo Minacula.
It looks like a Defender that's gone underneath the back of a truck.
It looks a little bit sad, doesn't it?
Okay, all right. So, oh,
Switzerland cars as well.
Yeah, yeah. Whose turn is it? Oh, no, you said Switzerland. Is the car an Irish car?
No.
Oh my God.
11.
Mm. What else is in Europe?
So, no, this is like last week when we didn't get Toyota. We're missing a European country.
What country have we missed?
Is it?
I can't really see. Then I think they're no. That
is it
look
Polish?
Like no.
Oh my God.
12.
Is it Welsh?
No. 13.
Taylor?
Shall I? Am I going to
name a Welsh? No, please name me a Welsh car.
Alert, right?
Come on. No, this is third time lucky.
I'm pretty sure the Atom is Welsh or something.
The Atom?
The Ariel.
No, they're like in Devon or Cornwall.
The Gilburn was
that's
a
it,
Welsh
the Gilburn,
car.
Yeah.
The Gilburn. What? Okay, what is the Gilburn?
The Gilburn.
What car is that?
They're
what type
old.
Of car is it?
They're
what type
old.
Of car of,
they're
is it?
Saloons.
Is it a saloon? The Gilburn Saloon.
The Gilburn.
Name me a model.
They
the
made a
what?
Saloon car. They
yeah,
did,
what,
I
yeah what model was it,
the
please?
Gilburn 500.
The Gilburn 500. Oh.
Unfortunately, no, it was the Gilburn Genie.
Oh, that Genie.
Was
it, the Genie. Oh, yeah. I can see where you'd get mixed up there. Yeah. Okay, we need to keep going.
I've run out of countries.
Is the car... Oh, fuck. No, I can't even... Sorry, swearing.
We played that clip earlier. I
oh, yeah, no,
right.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Is said manufacturer from Northern Europe?
What, you're splitting it in... What?
Okay, north of France.
I believe it is. Right, let me...
It's okay, so I'm thinking about a cold country then.
Wait, oh, wait, no. Oh wait, no. This is such a stupid question.
No, it's such a stupid game.
So is it north of France? No, it is not north of France. 14.
Can I refer to a map quickly? I'm going to look at Google Maps.
Oh, my God.
Because I've forgotten about countries.
Is the European country an Eastern European country? Is it Eastern European? Oh my God. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. How's your days, everyone listening? Hope you're having a great day. Apologies for boring you currently as Rory is getting up Google Maps.
Is it from Czech? Oh, Czechia.
No. 15.
It could have been a Skoda.
Sorry, 15, and then Alex's one.
Was it Eastern European?
It is not Eastern European, as said on Wikipedia.
Okay,
is it 16?
Is it?
I like how knowledgeable Taylor is suddenly on geography.
Is it Austrian?
No, 17.
Denmark?
No, 18.
Oh my God. Come on, you just had maps
Hang
up.
On, let me Google the maps again.
Is it
from Slovenia?
19, no.
No, why have you done this? Is it a Spyker C8?
20, no.
What is it?
It's a Rimac Nevera from Croatia.
Oh my God.
We've really copped that up.
Yeah, we're not
and
doing
I'm just
very
saying,
well.
According to thing, it is Central and Southeast Europe. So not
Central
Eastern.
And Southeast Europe.
It's just below Austria.
To be honest, I forgot about Croatia anyway. I wouldn't have got that. Okay, well done, Rory, and well done, Taylor.
That's the first
week.
Time I don't think we've ever got past the country.
Yeah. That's we're getting going. Worse. Maybe we're going to have to bin off this this 20 question because we're just so shit at it. We have got another question of the week from Connor Hawksworth. Hi, guys. Big fan of all the work you do. Shedfest this year was great. He must be one of the guys that got in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And my 1 year old son's first car show. Although he just wanted to get
trying in
everyone.
Trying to read the
video. You should be one word ahead, Alex.
Yeah. Fair play, Taylor. Fair play. That was good.
You
that
really
was good.
Sharpen your game.
It's because I stumbled because I have literally copied and pasted the email, and it says here 1 year old's son first car show, where it should say 1-year-old son's first car show.
Oh, so now you're going to lecture
it's
people.
It's Connor Hawksworth's fault you're gonna that lecture. I stumbled see, and that we're see, in this situation.
This is what happens when you work with Alex. He lectures you about English. And, and now you're going to lecture the audience.
I'm not
well.
Lecturing. I'm just explaining,
no, you're lecturing.
Rory. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't know what a possessive apostrophe was.
I don't
and
need
now
to.
You read stuff and you're like, oh, he's put it in the wrong place here because that doesn't belong to him.
Look, they don't teach that in Birmingham.
They don't. Anyway, although he just wanted to get in everyone's car instead of looking at them. Hope Alex had a great time. Hope Alex has a great time bringing up Brenda. Thank you very much. Okay, then we've got another question of the week. And this time it is from Kev Haggis. Guess where he's from?
Scotland.
He might not be. Just got haggis in the name, innit? Haggis by name, haggis by nature. He says, hello, I love your podcast. I usually listen to it while I'm tinkering around with my bike. Got a hit guys in my garage.
It's Mike Fernie emailing
him. Someone grabbed his balls.
It's Michael Fernie. No, but would you like to grab my balls?
No, they'll be sweaty.
They are so... No, go on. Give me a hand.
No.
Give me a hand.
No.
He said, I love your podcast. I usually... Why is Rory standing
sorry,
up?
Sorry, ADHD just kicked in.
What's happening here?
Wait. I'll grab this for later.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall I start again from Kev Haggis? Yeah. I love your podcast. I usually listen to it while I'm tinkering around with my bike or cars in my garage. My question to you is this. When was the last time any of you bought a car that wasn't broken, braking, or that broke down within a few days of your ownership? Keep up the smashing work. I know you'll all be great dads when Brenda gets here. Kev.
What?
So, everyone's...
Does everyone think we're in a throuple?
A throuple? Wouldn't it be a quad throuple?
What
is that? Is that a
on?
Toy for Brenda?
Yeah. What is going on?
Sorry, I got so distracted. Ethan and Jack came the other day and they bought some...
They what?
They came.
Oh.
All over Taylor.
Oh,
brilliant.
And they bought these little weird stuffed... cat banana things, and they've got a little music box in it, and you click it and it goes.
Nah. Is that a cat?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
a cat
it's
noise?
Meant to be, I don't know, I think it's meant to be a cat banana noise.
Because that must like just that. Be so soothing for babies. Oh, is that what they call the when what's it called when you do the
ASMR?
Ace, look, I'm rubbing my beard.
All right, we got distracted. Sorry. Let's go back to this.
Going on?
Right, have we ever bought cars that aren't shit? So that's basically what Kev is asking. What's the last car that you bought that didn't break down or didn't need work or just wasn't generally shit?
Well, excluding stuff that I buy and sell.
Yeah. Like personal cars. Let's go personal cars.
Well, it was supposed to be the Mini, but it lasted a week. And
yeah, that didn't.
And it's broken.
My F11. No,
you had to do quite a bit to that.
Yeah, that needed a rocker cover.
I've got one.
Yeah, go on.
I got one.
Yeah.
All I had to do was change the tyres on it.
Is this
the most reliable car I've ever owned?
Which is the Mazda RX-8.
Mazda RX-8.
Bloody hell.
And it's not, I had it for 2 years and did 40,000 miles in it.
That's pretty good going.
Yeah.
So, okay, you can say yes to that. You have had a car that didn't need anything except for tyres.
That is the only car I've ever had that I haven't had to fix.
The only one that I can remember is the only car that I've ever bought brand new, which was my M140i.
I still can't believe you bought a brand new car.
Mm.
You maniac.
That was dumb.
2018, I bought that. That was Henry.
Was it? Yeah.
I went to a dealership
Henry is such a tar, isn't he? He really is.
So what were the monthly payments on that?
£500 a month.
How long do you have that for?
I had it for 6 months. Okay. I was like, I'm out. I'm done.
Did you have to pay like a balloon payment?
No. I lost a little bit of money.
No, you must have had to put a big deposit down. You must have.
Yeah, I put a bit down.
Yeah, what's a bit?
I can't remember.
It would have been probably like £3,000.
No, it wasn't
it
that
would,
much.
It would have been.
I'm sure it's like 1,500 quid or something.
No.
Which is why the payments were so much, because the deposit was small.
Mm. Yeah, but then they have to do away, because then you have to,
because you can't just end it, otherwise they'll lose a load of money. There must have been, Taylor, there was a large amount of money, but you've wiped it from your head.
He probably still owes the money. It's probably still coming out of his account.
I
your gym membership. Are you still paying gym membership?
No, I haven't paid it for months. I cancelled it.
Did you actually?
Yeah, genuinely, yeah.
Show me your bank statements.
No. Yeah, I think that's the only one I can remember.
Okay.
The only one I can remember.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think my most reliable car was my third car, which was my Hyundai Coupe. 2 litre SE. I drove that to Germany and back multiple times.
Was this your Pizza Hut delivering one?
No. Did I have
Pizza?
That?
Yeah, Pizza Hut? No, Domino's.
Domino's. I may have had that at the time. I didn't do Domino's deliveries in that. Oh, did I? Yeah, maybe. But I used to drive that to Germany and back multiple times when Mum was living in France. He used to, on the weekend, go from Germany to France multiple times. I probably did like 20,000 miles in a couple of 2.5 years that I had that as well. That never needed anything. Mm. That was a really, really good, reliable car.
All right, good looking. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, worst for most problems, needs the most fixing. And you bought it not knowing that it needed all of that as well. You can't just buy, like the Ferrari, for example, does not count.
No. Would I say my the X5 that I impulse bought? Because I had that for a little bit, and then immediately, like a week after, the gearbox was like just a bit hesitating, and then just everything rattled. And I just hated it. I just grew to hate it within 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're forgetting one.
Me?
Mm.
Recent?
Very prominent on the channel. Recent.
Very prominent on the channel.
Una Ferrari?
No, because we bought that knowing that we'd need a load doing to it.
Not the 164.
It was green.
It was green.
It is green.
It still is green. What green cars do I have?
Has had.
Wait.
Seven series.
No, come on, guys.
Right, okay. Is it a sports car?
No.
Is it a saloon?
No.
Is it an estate?
No.
Green car?
Yeah.
What green
very
car?
Very prominent. Did we take it to the Nürburgring?
We've taken it a few times.
To the Nürburgring? Wait. Oh, Big Pete!
Big Pete!
Oh, my God, Big Pete. Oh, how could I forget?
Big Pete.
Because I've erased Big Pete from my mind.
Yeah. I would say that's probably... I don't think I've ever encountered a
Big
car
Pete.
That has probably been... in the garage for that amount of time, getting that amount of work done.
And that's why Tom Lenthal is so rich.
And the hilarious thing is, ignoring the issue that you bought it with, Taylor.
I'm not going to lie.
No!
I've been using Big Pete a lot recently.
Yeah.
And he's been absolutely spot on. Absolutely spot
on. We always said, do you know, like, because it was always that, look, if we just do this, everything else has been done then.
And we did wonder
with this last little bit, we were like going, look, it's just the gearbox. We've done everything else now.
Everything.
And
I might do an oil change on him this weekend. Just keep
it. I wouldn't bother.
He has been, touch wood.
Yeah.
Absolutely spot on.
So Taylor can't even say that, but you can.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Go on, Taylor. Worst decision of car that you ever bought.
I've had quite a lot. Not going to lie. Not, I don't know if it was a worst decision, but most problematic. Minis have always been a bit problematic for me, as we are aware.
Which is a shame, because you love minis.
I love them.
Yeah.
But they do blow up, which I accept, because they're quite funny, and I like them. Believe it or not, probably one of the worst was Brick.
Oh, your Brick.
Brick, my X5.
Yeah.
I've done so much work to that car.
So Brick so was much. Your Big Pete.
Yeah.
Mm.
He was my X5, 3 litre diesel manual.
Yeah.
He was high mileage. When I sold him, he had 240,000 miles on the clock.
That's pretty good going.
But yeah, I did so much work to that car. Every single suspension, arm and joint and bush.
Yeah.
I did, the engine fell out once. Do you remember
that?
The tow bar fell off once.
Yeah, yeah.
It had 4 new drive shafts. The brake issue that I had, I put 4 new calipers on it, new disc and pads all around, new brake pipes all around.
Yeah.
New brake servo, new brake master cylinders.
What else could it have
new
been,
new ABS
though?
Pump.
Do you still have contact with the guy who bought it?
No, well, he sold it on to someone else.
Oh, really?
Someone else has got it now.
So we don't know where Brick is and what condition he's in?
Not at the moment. He's still in good condition, I know that, because I saw him up for sale a little while ago.
Oh, okay. How much for?
3.5,
okay.
I think.
How much did you sell it for?
2.5.
So, oh, someone was making a profit from you.
However, But was this now fixed?
Or was it sold with the break? Was it sold with the break?
He said the brakes worked, but they were still a bit spongy.
A bit spongy. Oh, right,
okay, so he's just selling it on with the same issue.
I'm going to assume he's still never overcome it. Okay. But honestly, I put a million door handles on it.
Yeah.
I changed every single window regulator. I changed the interior. I changed everything.
Okay, so question. Brick is all fixed. All good, brakes are fantastic, nothing needs doing. Big Pete, nothing needs doing. Someone messages you and says, all right, fella, I like Big Pete, fancy a swap?
Genuinely?
Mm-hmm.
Big Pete.
Really?
Really.
I am shocked by that. Genuinely. Because I was the one that always said disco free. Like, what's changed your mind on it?
I love the look of brick.
Yeah.
I love the look. Yeah. And I did like the fact I could chuck him about a bit because he's quite nimble.
Yeah.
But for towing and what I use that size vehicle for, Big Pete is just the bollocks.
Mm.
He is brilliant. It is a van. You can get 7 people in it.
Yeah.
It is a van.
Yeah. Big Pete is more capable. I've done a couple of tip runs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Towing is a lot better.
Yeah.
He pulls a lot.
Is it better than a Porsche Cayenne?
I wouldn't say it was better at towing than a Porsche Cayenne. Porsche Cayenne is still very good, but Porsche obviously a lot more practical because the Porsche Cayenne did 18 miles of the gallon.
Yeah.
Porsche Cayenne is still up there with high-speed tow vehicles for me.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially on the continent, hey?
On the continent. On the very continent, good. Yes. Especially for maintaining very, very good efficiency.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, genuinely Big Pete. I like Big Pete. I love the colour of Big Pete. He looks very smart.
Yeah. He does,
You know, sort of...
regal.
Yeah, very good.
We should have sold that.
Shut up.
And I like
Big Pete. Shouldn't have sold the Z4. There you go.
But a car that I was really happy about selling was my BMW X5 E70, which was probably the worst decision car I'd ever bought.
Oh, yeah, that was really bad.
But
you
say that. You did buy that shit. That was in a really bad way.
Yeah, I can't count. So a car that I thought was good and wasn't good, actually, then, if I'm not counting that, was my Jaguar X-Type.
X-Type.
You had an X-Type?
I had an X-Type. Yeah,
no, this was X-Type?
This was like...
Oh. What about your Mazda?
What about your Maserati?
What about... Oh, my... There are so many that we could go through. X-Type and Mazda.
And my first XJ.
You are so shit at buying cars.
No, the X-Type, though, was the biggest, like...
Was it a diesel?
No, it was a 3-litre all-wheel drive.
Oh. Saloon or estate?
Saloon.
Okay.
And I got it. I bought it. It was auto. It was an auto, yeah. And I got it and I took it to the garage that I usually went to and they put it on the ramp and just went, this isn't roadworthy. And then he started showing me the rust on it.
Oh.
And he lifted up the carpet. And I'm not even talking about the actual... So somehow it had worn away at the actual carpet area to the point where he just lifted up the actual mat. Not the actual carpet.
And the floor stuck to the mat.
No, there was actually a hole straight through.
Below the carpet?
Below the floor mat. It wasn't even the carpet. It was just below the floor mat.
Oh, wow.
That's good going.
It was a hole I would say you could fit a tennis ball through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good going. But for some reason, me being me, £1,000 X-Type, you'd then be like, oh, get rid of it. No. £700 later, got all the rust sorted. And then I kept getting really bad fuel economy on it and it kept like misfiring a bit, but the engine light never came on. Turns out Bob was taken out of the engine light.
Nice.
That was probably the most dodgy car bought from Birmingham.
Of course.
I can't imagine that still on the road.
No.
Mm.
Hopefully not.
What was the reg? Can you remember?
It was...
If you get the reg, we'll check it.
There's no way it's still on the road. I traded that in for my XJ. Here we go. Car history folder.
You have a car history folder?
Yeah, where I note down all the registrations.
Oh, wow.
You say can keep track on how much money he's lost.
That's why I know he can say with accuracy it's 90,000.
It's Bravo Golf 04, X-Ray, X-Ray, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon?
Off the road. 100% off the road.
But off the road when?
I reckon literally the year after I sold it.
So when did you sell it?
That would have been...
roughly.
I don't...
2015?
Let me wait. Jaguar pictures. Here we go. Bam, bam,
Bam. Here we go. I reckon 2017.
You are incorrect. It is off the road.
Yeah.
But it was off the road since 2018.
Oh.
Lasted another year.
It lasted another year.
But it is off the road.
So someone...
Probably scrapped that
car. That probably had the MOT that I did on it.
Mm. And well, the last, it will be yours because the last MOT it passed with no advisories. And the MOT before that was no advisories. But before that, it did fail on a couple of little bits.
Oh, dear.
So what did it fail? What was its last MOT? Or did it just
last not... MOT was passed with no advisories.
So they didn't even bother putting it in again.
It was 2018, September, 87,000 miles, no advisories.
God, what a fantastic car. You never should have sold that.
Look, there was nothing wrong with it.
Right, anyway, on that note, we're going to call it now. Thank you very much for listening to us and watching us on YouTube. If you want to get in contact for any reason, you can email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
From us, thank you very much again. And we will see you and listen to you and chat to you very, very soon. I might be a dad next time that you listen to me. It's scary. Thank you very much. Whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability. Goodbye.
Bye.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.